Blog Talk Radio.
My server went redone, and it's just been a crazy day today. It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. How's everybody doing out there? Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, this day has been one to put in the damn books, for sure. Before I even get started on the topic, I want to do a shout-out for Miss Aaliyah Cyber Star. Yes, indeed. She had her little babies today. I was like, there, I was the coach. I was. It was fun. It really was. Congratulations to Aaliyah. And also to my sister Portia, who just got married last night, which was wonderful. And then a big shout out to the TNT brothers. That's right. TNT. Big Brother shut it down. Big Brother Doc. Oh, wait a minute. He changed it to Horde. Big Brother Horde and Big Brother Loyalty. So I am. And I forgot about that other one. Big Brother Semper Fi. Hey, boys. What's up? Anyway, today was really something else. We actually started with my sisters and I. She did a question, and it was on Facebook, and the question was like, I was thinking, you know what, that might honestly be a good topic. It started, I think it ended like an hour later. It was so much to debate back and forth. And what it is it cheating when you're with someone on SL but messing around with someone in real life who also plays SL, even though the relationship you have with the person you're dating in SL doesn't have a real-life chance of taking it to real life? Does that make sense? Does that make any sense? Now, I hope it does, because I had, like, a big debate on this. It was, like, a whole lot of, like, wow, you know, because everybody has their own, you know, feelings about it. Everybody has their own view about it. I didn't even want to say what my view was, because I wanted to let everybody hear it at the same time. Yeah. All right, before I bring my guest on, which is Kimberly and Bomb Bomb, and also I believe Sinai's going to call in, to let you know what my view is, I think it's cheating. Yes, I do. I honestly do. I feel like if you're with someone in real life and you're in the game doing anything, I feel it's cheating. I know everybody's like, what? it's just a game? Well, yes and no, because to me a game would be that you get points, you level up, all the good shit. So to me, social life is not a game. It's more like a social atmosphere. Second Life is like a social atmosphere. It's not a game. So therefore, all your little feelings get all into it, and then what the fucking fuck? As my grandmother would say, my Grammy would say, what the fucking fuck? But seriously, that's honestly how I feel about it. Like I said before, I know a lot of people think that, honestly, it is just, you know, a game. But in reality, is it really just a game? I mean, your feelings do get caught up. They truly, truly do. Now, my guess, I think maybe one or two of them have a different view. I'm going to bring them on right now and bring the first guest on and let her introduce herself. And then my second guest is still waiting for Sanai to call. And Kim, you are on air, baby. Let them know who you are.
Hello, hello, Mr. Delicious.
Hello, darling.
This is Kimberly Zane. Hello?
Now, were you here? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Kimberly is on the opposite scale of this, right, Kim? You're on the opposite scale of what I think. Am I right?
Kind of, sort of, because I have a view that's similar to yours, because I don't necessarily view Second Life as playing a game, like you said. I do believe that it's a social setting to meet and interact with people, and it's done with avatars.
Right.
However, I think there's a different set of rules that apply within this world. So to me, it's like understanding kind of how things flow and, you know, this graph is only going to go so far at most times. You know, so the situation that we're speaking of as far as Sanai is concerned, I feel like in that aspect, the reason why I was commenting, it's because I feel like she's very forthcoming with what her real life situation is. So it's been said for some time now. And my thing is, this is like, where are you up with this? All of a sudden, like, you had no idea this was the situation. I just feel like if people enter into a situation knowingly, how is it you're automatically just turned into being the situation when you entered into it? That was really my point that I was trying to make.
Okay, let's bring her on then. Sanai, are you there?
Hi.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Sawley.
Hey, Sissy.
Hey, sis. Hi, geez. What's
Lord,
how I
did? You and all your drama.
Me? All I did was ask the question.
Okay, but this is my
question. Your
okay?
question started a damn near battle on Facebook. It was like,
yes.
What the hell? I'm waiting for CK to call in at any minute and just go fucking bonkers, because it was like, when I thought, I'm like, that's a good question there. That's a good topic. And then all of a sudden, it just took its own, like, it just breathed life like a baby. I was like, what the hell's going on?
It was a topic that me and David were sitting down. It wasn't even the argument that we were having. We were just sitting down and we were just talking. Like, he asked me a question out of the blue, and I answered it. I didn't to think that it was cheating at that moment or whatever, but after, like, hearing everybody's point of view, I still somewhat don't think that it's cheating, but after hearing everybody's point of view, it's like...
Okay, so, see, I didn't know that. I thought your view was like my view. I thought you felt it was cheating.
Okay, let me tell you my view. Hold on, let me tell you my view on the situation. Okay, the question that was asked is, do you think that it's right for somebody who, me and Navi is in a relationship on SL, basically, and I started messing with somebody that plays SL, but me and the person is real? That's the question that was at hand. and whatever. Me personally, I said to him, I don't think that it was cheating. Reason why I didn't think that it was cheating is because if the person, and this, and I asked him these questions before I came to my conclusion. I said, well, are the person, do they live, what do you, I mean, God damn it, excuse me. I said, but the person that you talk to in real life and the person that is dating you on SL is, do you know about this? Do you know that you, is your relationship strictly SL or whatever? He said, yes. I said, okay, if it's strictly SL or whatever, he said maybe there's chances of it going real. So I'm like, well, does the other partner know that you want to take your relationship real life? He said, maybe, or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. Well, I didn't think that it was cheating because at the same time, like, you're saying that it's strictly SL. Like, you're sounding like you don't want anything real. So a person can't just sit on SL with you all day. Like, people have needs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's very true.
People have needs. Like, at one point, I mean, if you phone sex, if you mic sex or whatever, that finger ain't going to be doing what a real thing could probably be doing. Like, and that's what I was...
I didn't know that little twist how you said the person you're dating real started cheating on itself. Now, that right there, I think you... Real,
and then I asked him, and then I asked him, you know, so I said, well, do you know that the person that, do you know the person that the other person is dating in real life? And he said, they don't hang around or nothing like that. And I don't see that as an altercation. Like, if you're not hanging with the person or whatever, or if your partner is not literally bringing the person to your face, like, oh, this is my real life, blah, 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 then I don't see that as a problem. You know what I'm saying? Now, if me and David started talking about going real life, you know what I'm saying, then, yeah, it becomes a problem because you're saying you want to talk real life, but then again, there's already somebody in the play that's my real.
Well, the thing about it is he's probably feeling like because he is your SL and now you're taking someone else and giving him your time, like he's like, well,
right,
can I just have this territory be all to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get your reality. This is what I get, and I need to have your full attention. Now, that I do agree with. I think that unless it's an understanding that it's an open relationship, like which I am in, it's an understanding. We understand what we're doing to each other. We understand the level that we are on, and we don't have a problem sharing ourselves outside of what we have if we desire that. So it's a clear understanding going into it. But if it's an understanding that I belong to you and you belong to me, and then you veer off and start sharing yourself with someone else.
Yeah. If that understanding was in place or whatever, yeah, then it becomes a problem. Because, and that's where communication plays a big part. Because I think it's very unfair, and dear God, sometimes I think I'm being a hypocrite towards this situation. But I think that it's very unfair for you to be in contact. If you want to call and hold on.
We're going to bring another caller in here, too, on this. Mom, you there?
I've been here for 50 billion years.
No,
I'm
sorry. I've been on hold for 11 minutes.
Let me call out of my box and stretch.
But that's everyone. Peachy's on the phone. I'm sorry.
Now, to me, my view of this, and maybe because, I don't know, but to my view is that if you're married or in any relationship, your ass shouldn't be on SL fucking around anyway. But that's my view. But if you have a relationship like Kimberly has where everything is understood, it's an open relationship, then that's different because that's a mutual
understanding. Yeah, it's different. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it makes it, because I have a girlfriend of 10 years, and she fully understands that I'm on SL and things that I do and that I hold relationships. So there's no lies. There's no, you know, I just feel like what's the point of all of that? Because you get to lying and you get caught up and then shit gets messy.
And
you
this
know?
Is exactly
so,
why I say.
But is it like most relationships where people who don't play SL don't really understand what's going on? If you notice that people who really don't play don't understand the sexuality into it, the role play of husband and wife, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend, children, parents, they don't really understand all that concept.
And this is what I'm
going to
say, and that's what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say, and that's why I say I'm going to be a huge hypocrite right now. But at the end of the day, it's cheating. It's cheating. It's emotional cheating. It's not physical, but it's emotionally cheating. Because you cannot tell me that you are behind a computer with somebody. Who knows, however long of hours that you're behind a computer with somebody. It can be 3-4 hours you're behind a computer with this person, and you're telling me that there's no type of feelings at all. There's nothing there. Like, it's just a game. Like,
oh, well,
no,
I don't claim that. I don't claim that, because the person that I'm with, I'm very much in love with them. We have a long history, and so I don't deny to anyone that how I feel about her. So I don't know about
exactly.
All that.
Exactly. Yeah, some people do. Some people try and downplay that whole, oh, I don't have no feelings. It's just a cell, No, there's feelings, because you're trying to get home to log on to see this person. You're trying to get home to do whatever to talk to this person. So get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. There's
exactly,
feelings.
Exactly. But people who respond like that, you know, that there's the people who are just full of shit. You know, so if they're full of shit with an SL, that's their character, period. You know, so, you know, you have that in life where people are just full of shit.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, okay, let me stop trying to be nice. First of all, this is bullshit, in my opinion. Let me tell you how people on Second Life confuse my everlasting mind, and I cannot deal with them. You're in a relationship with somebody that you met on SL, and it is not real life, correct? I have this right?
Yeah.
This is the shit, excuse my language, but that's the fuck shit I was talking about. Y'all are in a relationship in real life. Whether this person still plays game, no longer plays game, I don't know. But to my understanding, these monkeys who sit here hollering, but SL is just a game. Didn't you just meet your real life off this just a game? So wouldn't it make sense that your real life might feel some type of way if y'all are in a relationship, or might not even feel some type of way, y'all are in a relationship and realize and you're carrying on a relationship with somebody else? And
but what if your real life is also carrying on a relationship on SL?
This is my point right here. This is what I'm getting to, because that's the fuck shit I'm talking about. It makes sense for people who, like Kimberly, who they're secure in their relationship. They've been together for a long time, even though Kimberly's situation is different because her real life doesn't play SL. But if you're secure in your relationship and all this other stuff, then you're fine. But let's be honest with ourselves and look at the monkeys on SL who do this. Are they secure? Because we all know the instances where all of a sudden people want to get in feelings because their real life significant other is marrying somebody on SL. Their real-life significant other is having... We all know this. So I don't understand how it could even be classified as dating. To me, it's not even a matter of cheating. I just want to know why the hell are you so goddamn messy. You have your relationship in real life. Why come to SL and fuck up my flow? Because I didn't disturb you. You came to me talking about this is strictly SL. So why are you not mad? I thought this was strictly SL. Why are you not?
It's going off.
But...
this is where my disclaimer comes out again, people.
What's
audience,
the topic?
Yes.
I just came here.
The topic is the question that I asked earlier. The question is, if you were messing with somebody, like, it's basically I'm going to put it around me and David, because the conversation started with me and David. David asked me today, he was like, what if, he said to me, he was like, how would you feel if I started talking to somebody in real life and the person plays as well and whatever, how would I feel? Do I think that is cheating or it's not cheating? My opinion was it wasn't cheating.
Yeah. It's cheating. How did y'all get to the point?
No, you only said that because you're doing that crap. So that's why you said no, it's not.
Hold on. What did you say? Hold on, y'all. Let me hear what he said.
Oh.
No, I said that you only said no, it's not, because that's what you
Because
did,
you have
so.
A real life, right.
Yeah, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me hear what a peach guy's bag because I see the shade. I feel the shade.
There was a shade. I saw it.
No, hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I got two opinions. My first opinion would be no. I wouldn't consider it peach. Because if you lonely as fuck in IRL, whoever you meet in IRL, that's whoever your IRL is going to be. But at the same time, I'm going to be a hypocrite and say, yeah, if a bitch or if a bitch nigga got the audacity to be talking to you on SL, knowing that he like another bitch and knowing he can't have her or knowing she can't have him, and then they go out and, you know, go find, you know, meet up and be with each other and da 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 da, yeah, that's seen. Kind of feel like,
but then again, yeah, but then again, like, these are the questions that I asked them. Like, where did they meet? Did they meet on Estelle? If they met on Estelle while that person, while they were in a relationship, then, yeah, it's cheating. Cause
if they met on Estelle and they was like, oh, I can't talk to you because I'm married or Estelle.
So let's take your real life.
You,
so it's not cheating.
Get your ass up, wash your ass, and go find your real life. Because if you that stupid where you can, you know, plan something out with a fucking SL moron and be with them in IRL because you're trying to keep them away from your SL, you ain't got no life.
No, hold on.
Oh,
I don't think that's right. I'm gonna have to disagree with what you say, Basti.
I'm gonna use sugar because we're gonna have to make this about Basti today. Sugar, so you're saying your man, Pell DeBozio, whatever that boy's name is. Okay, hey, Pele. You saying your man can find some girl that he like, right? And he knows
right.
He can't talk to her on SL, so he make her in IL. You find
you
out that this hoe been the thirsty hoe around your nigga, and now they in IL. What you going to do?
Hold on. Wait, Bessie, you taking it? Wait, you wait.
Directed, the question was directed to me.
Okay.
Point blank. Because I don't have time for those type of fucking games. I made it very, very clear when me and him got together. If he has an RL, that's fine. Let me know. Let me go. Because I don't want to catch feelings and be all up in my feelings when you fucking your woman every night and I'm sitting at home watching porno. So that's how I looked at it. So as far as I was concerned, if he had a real life woman, then be with her
RL,
and don't fuck up my
RL,
SL.
Had nothing to I don't think
he would even be in SL, to be honest with you. I don't even think he would even be with me in SL because I think he would be too busy, you know, getting his thing going.
My thing is this. Hold on. Don't knock the person who can find something in SL. Because even though it's just a game or whatever, feelings carry. It doesn't matter who you're meeting. No, don't. Yeah, don't knock. That's what I'm trying to tell you, though. Don't knock the person like that who finds somebody with an SL. Because let's not front here. A lot of people has met up in real because of SL. Let's not front. It's there. It's out there. Even though SL is just a game.
Well, see,
huh?
That's the problem, though. People label it as a game.
I ain't never said it was just a game, though. But if you I never said it was just a game. Because if you have your real life feelings, if your motherfucking ass cry because your baby daddy or your SL husband and this you wrong, then bitch, you
right.
this is a part of your RL. Because feelings is a part
right.
of RL.
Exactly.
I don't
but
care
what
who disagree me.
Enough people run around hollering about it's a game, to where people start jumping on that bandwagon.
Bullshit.
And they
it's
start
a game when they feel
it. Like, it's a game, but it's not a game.
It would be the same thing.
That's the thing. It's
right.
not a game
exactly.
when your feelings ain't hurt.
Exactly.
When you're feeling good, logging mm-hmm. on, changing your abby, getting your ass in the damn shower, role-playing eating, role-playing driving across the city.
Right.
But then it's
right.
a game when your feelings get hurt.
Excuse me. It's the same thing if your man was in jail or deployed.
What if your man was in jail and you can't be with him every night?
Or what if he's
capable of doing the RL, this is your RL and your SL. Fuck with her.
Right.
You better flirt.
Okay, but I mean, at the end of the day,
No.
Go ahead.
When you lay down and you have an orgasm with whoever you interacting with, that ain't no damn game.
That ain't no
game.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Typing can only do so much. Typing can only do so much.
Honey, let me tell you.
Typing can only do so much. I'm sorry.
Typing can bring you happiness.
Yes.
Why are y'all talking about typing, no typing, just our...
No, because we're saying how SL goes into real, how SL goes into your real life or whatever, because I'm sorry, if I'm sitting here typing to you, oh, I'm sucking on your penis, oh, I'm sucking on your cock, oh, I'm touching you, like, if I'm sitting here typing...
Don't say that word, cock.
If I'm sitting here typing that to you or whatever, you close your... close your eyes. You have that imaginary, like, damn, she's really sucking on my shit. Like, you gonna go to bed like, yo, she just sucked my pixel penis. Like, yo, you're feeling like, y'all give a fuck what nobody said.
You don't feel that if you are in real life masturbating to someone you're talking to,
exactly.
You don't feel like that's real life?
Excuse me, that leads to my point.
If somebody,
that's not as dumb as somebody telling you, oh, I put my pussy on mics, that ain't real life. Bitch,
it is. It is real life. If you are touching yourself,
like,
you're touching yourself, honey. You're beyond the computer now.
Stop playing with me.
Beyond the computer.
It's not even beyond
exactly.
The computer because I'm tired of everybody and their mama. For the last 2 weeks, I've been quiet because I've been sitting here looking at my Facebook feed and I've been seeing people walking around here today. We got this family. We got that family. We got blah, blah, blah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody has their little families on that cell, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like me and, okay, no, let me say it. Me and sis. When me and sis argue, you will never hear me say, that's not my sister no more. No, she's opinionated, I'm opinionated, we're both hot-headed. But for these monkeys who come around here, you sit there with your family every day. Oh, I ride for my family. I this for my family. As soon as you get butt hurt, or as Isis likes to say, as soon as you get in your little feelings, all of a sudden, it's just a game. It don't even matter. Same with the relationships. You sitting here claiming you got this real life, you got that real life, you met somebody on that cell, y'all are now real life, and everybody you talk to on that cell, it doesn't matter because it's just a game. If you met somebody on just a game, so you were running around here taking all these pictures, talking about how you're so in love with your so-called boyfriend, husband, whatever, and now because they dumped you, you dumped them, you cheated, you got busted, whatever the case may be, now it's just a game because you got caught up. I wish I could do that in real life. Let me go mess up my real life and say, oh, this is just a game.
It's just a game.
Okay.
All right. You know,
right?
We're
going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hold on for a moment. Okay, stay with us. This is getting a really heated debate. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
KK on the beat.
Sugarlicious me. I am back. We've got a really heated debate here with my sister. It is amazing. how you can just have one topic and it just goes into flow. If you just joined us, the topic is, let me see if I can get it right. If you have, maybe I should have one of the sisters say it. If you have a relationship in Second Life and you got the relation, let me see. You had a relationship in Second Life and then you got involved with the person in real life, but they're continuing having relationships in Second Life, is it cheating? I think I got that right. I think I did. And to me, it is. To me, any type of relationship is cheating. And we're debating on if it's cheating, debating on if it is real life or if it is, quote, game. I don't think it's game. And everybody that's talking to us right now don't think it's game either. We've kind of established it's a social network. Second Life is not a game. But is it real? I mean, is it? Or is it Memorex? I'm going to bring the sisters back up.
Ladies. I have a question. Wait, I have a question. Is it possible to love two persons at the same time?
Oh, yo. Wait, before we ask that, can I explain my life right quick? Can I explain my life right quick? I'll explain my life right quick. I'm talking to this kid, and he's basically asking me the same question right now. Is it possible to like two people at the same damn time? Me? I'm sorry. I'm selfish. I don't believe in this sharing bullshit. I don't share nothing. Ask my mommy. I tell my mom all the time, I'm your only child. I think it's cute how you have all these other ones, but I'm the only one you got as far as I'm concerned. Ask my godmommy. My brother who just can't claim her is nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm the only
he's
one
right.
you got. So if you want to talk about, oh, I'm in love with both of you, this ain't, you ain't Chris Brown, bitch. You're not falling like that to be in love with both of us. You can't buy me no diamond bracelet every time you go with that other chick. Bye. No, so let me go ahead and be your friend.
Don't
love somebody else. I'm not playing that.
Is it cheating?
Is it cheating? No, honestly, is it cheating?
I don't know if it's cheating because it's like, I don't really know what it is. All I know is I would have been excused myself from
okay,
this situation.
Okay, let's go back to the topic that we have at hand or whatever. We're talking about, okay, having two partners, one in SL and one in real life. We all have established that regardless of the end of the day, there's feelings there. It's not just a game. We all agree on that. It's not just a game.
Right.
So would you say that even though the person is saying, like, look, it's just a game, like, would you say that it's cheating? Like, is it cheating? Like,
if it's a
yeah.
No. If you're not talking about somebody you taking from SL and making it your real life, if you're just talking about somebody that you
Bessie, that's what I'm saying. This is a question at hand. The question at hand is, if you met somebody on SL and brought the person that you met on SL into your real life and that person has became your real life dude or whatever, / you're also messing with somebody else on SL.
But that's only given opportunity to do what you want on SL. By making an SL nigga or an SL female your RL, that's only not only showing your insecurities because you can't go find no fucking real life person yourself. You gotta meet them over at online website. But
excuse me, I'm sexy as hell.
Make you my RL because I want to do whatever fuck I want to do with my SL, have my SL life. Why fuck you want to meet somebody on SL for when you can go the fuck outside? Why you got to meet somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know nothing about this person. You know what they tell you. You don't actually see what this person do. You don't actually, you know their bank information and
It's a lot of questions that have to be asked with this situation. How close were you guys? What happened for y'all to decide that y'all want to take it real? It's a lot of questions that have to be asked with this situation or whatever.
Some of them bitches and some of them niggas just be calling niggas they real life because they ain't got no motherfucking real life. They ain't got nothing. They probably got like 4 or 5 kids, no job, constantly on motherfucking welfare with no fucking life. So, hey, that's
you know what,
niggas that I'm talking about. I ain't talking
about. Hold on, Bessie. Hold on, Bessie. Hold on.
At the end of the day, relationships are formed in all different kinds of formats. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I agree. I agree.
You know, once, it doesn't really matter where it started at or where it was formed.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's true, but you never know if a person, you never know if a person got a motive behind it. Everybody is not genuine.
Well, you
and that's
know,
what a lot of people got to
lie
on as hell. Yeah, a lot of people
are
not
in real life. Reality, you don't know no matter how
you don't
you
know that
in real life.
It's
you have no idea. They could be lying.
You know, it's the same. It's the same. So you got to treat. You got
to. At the end of the day, though, in life, you have to take chances. Life is all about chances.
Second life.
That's true.
Is
so
I think
flat on your face.
Life, period, is about chances. You can meet the
person
life
in real
life and think that they're the best fucking thing next to grits and eggs and bacon. And you get with this person, they're telling
that's
you all
true.
This bullshit, and then next thing you know, you find out he got wife, kids, baby mama, a dog,
wait.
Kind of shit.
Pause.
You know,
let me go ahead and say, I feel like a lot of people, Peachy, to some extent, I agree with you. There are some people who say their stuff is real life just because they can't or don't want to step out and out of SL and go to real life. But then you have to understand, a lot of people feel like, oh, it's better for you to go meet somebody in the real world than to meet
online.
Somebody on
SL. Exactly.
However, the issue with that is you can meet somebody when you're
second life.
No,
I mean,
regular.
I understand that.
Hold on, Bessie.
Yeah, because you have to understand sometimes when you're in real life, just like I'm going to relate this back to For Colored Girls, okay? You see somebody, right, every day. You meet them, y'all talk face-to-face, they tell you whatever the hell you want to hear, and you are so just crazed by their facade or how they look or whatever, you don't pay attention to what they say. What I liked about SL is I can pay attention to what it is you say and how it is you say it to
me.
I can pay attention because so many people forget to mic down when they're focused on the real life. That's how half the time you watch all these people get exposed. I don't agree with it, but that's how you see people's business get online. And it's funny because a lot of people get exposed online and you find out so much about them, but think about the people in your real life who are doing dirty, underhanded stuff, and you will never, ever, ever, ever know. And when you find out, you will be flawed.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time of age, though,
honestly, the computer is where everybody's meeting everybody now. Like, you go to the bar, a lot of people is meeting online now. I mean, it's fucked up, but it's the end thing. You get to know the person more. Like, it's like you're building a connection with that person before you even get to meet them. Like, as long as you Skype an Uvu, don't get catfish. As long as you Skype an Uvu.
Don't believe the hype. I have a gun over my head, but I don't have a mic. Mute tonight and let me call you, Sugar, because you're throwing shade. She ain't throwing fire.
No.
I'm
just saying, like,
my damn show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep an eye off my show.
She came for your life.
No, I did. No. Honestly, I'm not throwing a shade at nobody. You know what I'm saying? Some people are perfectly fine with that. Some people are fine with that. I mean, hey, it is what it is. I'm not throwing a shade at nobody. Like, some stuff I say might sound like it's a shade, but it's really not, or whatever. But at this time of age, honestly, it's the end thing. Like, everybody is mean online. Like, who has, like, I don't go out like that. The reason why I don't go out like that is because I get annoyed fast. I don't like being around a whole bunch of people. I'm sorry.
No.
I get annoyed really fast. I get annoyed really super fast. Like, if you bump me wrong, I'm looking at you like, the fuck you just bumped me for? Like, really? Did you really just bump me? Like, all this space, and you decide to bump me? Like,
yeah, you need to stay with online relationships.
Somebody did that to me last night. I was like, what the fuck? You're so rude.
Exactly. Like, you just bummed me out of all people in this club, you're going to bump me. Like, this
I'm
is how I am.
I'm not going to take it that personal to where there's 65 people on this sim. You ain't see nobody else to bump on me? You seen a bump her? Two people over there, you had to come bump me? Like, it was on
you
my
know good and damn
no, no,
well.
No, honestly, I'm not even going to be a, I'm not even going to be a, I'm not even going to be right now. I'm like literally, I'm like borderline, no, honestly, I'm borderline bipolar. I'm honestly borderline bipolar. Like, really?
No,
like,
you're not. You're not no damn borderline bipolar. You just mean. You just mean.
It's not mean. No, it's not mean.
You mean.
It's really not mean. No, in the light, you know what I'm saying? So don't sit here
and not tell a person that you're messing with somebody in real life, and then this other person that you're with might have hopes that, oh, my God, yeah, we might end up meeting in real life, not knowing that at the end of the day when you log off, you're logging off to somebody else. And
but the fact of the matter is, you can even tell them that you have someone else in real life, and it, as someone else said earlier, it doesn't make a fucking difference because
exactly.
they,
oh
in their God. Mindset, they could think I can take him, I can, you know, I can be with him. You know how we think, women, men, both
yeah.
think like that because it's a challenge.
No,
Some people take it as a challenge, more or less, like, you know, yeah, you're with her, but fuck that, I can take you, and we
exactly.
know it. That's how it is.
You know, I know me. I like a challenge.
And then
I'd
be
like, yeah.
But I was in a relationship with somebody who I was very upfront with the fact that I'm in a relationship in reality. You know what I'm saying? And
excuse
they
me,
gave me hell about it every chance.
Hold
they
on,
got.
Ladies. Hold on. I have to run because I have. Bessie, you might have to call in or whatever because I have to go pick up my bad niece and she's gonna be loud.
Okay, baby.
So I'll call back when I get home.
All right, I'm gonna,
okay.
Bye.
If we're still on air.
No, bye.
Okay. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. I'll listen to you.
Oh, no, I was saying that sometimes you can be honest and upfront and, you know, and tell a person everything, you know, you feel like is necessary to tell them so that you just
right.
keep it real, and they still will have a problem with it. You know, I mean,
exactly.
I got hell every step of the way, and I'm like, what the hell? You knew going into it. If it was an issue, why the hell did you go into it? You know,
because
so,
I think a lot of people foresee it, like you said, you know, you had to go through hell, but you were honest about it. But I think some people in the back of their minds, just like it is in real life, when you see a female or a male, for example, they know someone's married and they still go for the chase. And even though they go, hey, you know, I'm married, all I want to do is, you know, get down and fuck or whatever, all I want to do is have a little, you know, like a little something on the side, but in the back of their minds, because feelings get caught. It's sad to say it, but even when you're honest, you can't stop a person from catching those feelings. You just cannot.
That's true. That's very true, and I do understand. I make a constant argument to where it's such an issue that you can't even be with the person anymore when
right.
in the beginning they was like, if I'm not with you, who, you know, in a relationship with someone else, I'm going to be with someone else. Like, that's what they do anyway. They're always with
right.
someone who's with someone. So how do you make that statement and then turn around and get angry about it when that's the way you live your life anyway? Doesn't make sense.
I have to agree.
You know?
I have to agree.
So I don't know. It, within the world of Second Life, things get very sticky because it's a world where you can do and make it whatever you want to make it, you know? And so it just, to me, it's sometimes deeper than even reality, because there's a lot of things that we literally just can't do in reality. We draw the line, we understand it, and we don't attempt it. But within Second Life, it's so easy to cross that line to attempt the things that you just cannot do in reality. And so people just take the world and just treat it like a piece of garbage. They just do whatever they want to do to people, you know, with themselves and how they present themselves. And it just gets really, really messy and crazy. And then that's where it said, oh, it's just a game. It's just a game. Because you're out there being damn ridiculous and you want to make the excuse of it's just a game.
I'm listening.
Teaching you there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm just soaking up all in what y'all talking about.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I have to agree. The sad part about it is SL does allow a lot of things that you can't obtain in real life. I mean, it, you know, it allows me to have a talk show, something I know I would never be able to really, you know, do in real life, or DJ, or clothing store, photographer, for instance, or whatever.
Exactly.
But there are things
mm-hmm.
that you can do
and
express yourself. Right.
That's what I was trying to say, though. Like, SL. Second Life, a lot of people don't realize Second Life wasn't made for regular people. Second Life was made for handicapped and impaired people who can't do certain things that a real life normal person can do. Second Life was made for them quadriplegics, them people paralyzed from the leg down, them people with schizophrenia, like my bestie, the people with bipolar, all them people, it was made for them.
So what the hell are we doing on it?
They made
what the hell are we doing on it?
Listen up. Listen though, but in essence, they made you know it accessible to do all these things. They made it where you can prim while standing up because you know you can't get out your wheelchair. They made it so you can fly because if you try to fly, you're gonna fall and die. They made it so you can do all these types of things. So I mean, first of all, got a hold of it and the shit just went left.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
that's a whole
nother deal. But Sugar and Bouncy, y'all should not, I don't hold my tongue for nothing. I just call shit out how it is. And that's basically how it is. If y'all read anything, if you read about Second Life, you will see that it said Second Life was not made for regular people. Second Life was made so that way the people who have, you know, certain things that they cannot do, they can do it on this game. So they made
okay,
it into
so
just
why,
that.
So why are we here? Because I know good and damn well I'm not bipolar.
We're here
crazy
because
lady.
one day out of our miserable, stressful, boring, yet hectic lives, we seen an ad about Second Life. But one of our kinfolk, brother them twice removed, baby daddy's cousin, uncle-in-law, told us about Second Life. And we decided to make an account and log the fuck on. That's why we're here. All of that shit. And can't nobody tell me they didn't come here based off of a whim or they was just, you know, either bored or seen an ad or
real.
One of their friends
real.
Said it. That's exactly how we came over here. I came
that's
over here from IMVU. I got told from my dad. My dad PJ told me about SL. And what the fuck did I do? I came on SL.
It started because I was playing a game on my phone where you could go in the little, the little chat rooms and talk with people. It's called the Boba Bar. And I was on the computer one day, and an ad popped up for IMVU. And I was like, oh, my God, that's like the Boba Bar destroyed, you know. So I joined
There was
the
gate to SL Heaven. There was the gate.
It took me 3 years to transition to Second Life. Because the addiction with IMVU was so great, I was like, I don't even want to try to mess with all that, you know. So, but now,
right,
yeah, it's a wrap.
All right.
Well,
I mean, like they say,
Sims Online, and then their.com, and then Second
right.
Life.
Right. Well, you know, it's all in what you make it. A lot of people say that, you know,
true.
From SL, all in what you make it. I personally, I'm happy with my SL. I log on. I got my little boo, my boo journal.
Oh yeah,
I
yeah,
got
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
I got my.
Wait. You happy with my new boo? You happy over there, ain't you?
Kim, don't do that because we will get the buck in on this radio show. The new topic is gonna be PC versus Kimberly. Why people stand
oh,
in? Okay, now first, Kim wanted to say. Okay, Kim wanted to say. I see it. Shout out to my boo. I know he ain't listening. You probably doing something else, but shout out to my new boo, her old boo. But
shut up.
See, I'm real
comfortable. Y'all ain't even right how y'all did.
Yeah.
Y'all could at least came to me in private and let me know before
nah.
I seen it all
she,
on the Facebook.
Let me throw some shade. Kimberly, she an obsessive ex, so, you know, I got to treat her with the common care of, you know, just throwing the good shade that I can.
Wait,
her.
Mercy. Please help. I love Kimberly. This is not happening. Uh-uh. I love her. This is another show.
I love her to death.
I know it's another way. Before people get all to the left, I am so lesbian.
I know,
okay.
Right? Watch. They be like, oh,
yeah,
PG throwing shade. Look, I can hear him now. Oh, PG throwing shade. Oh, she over there laughing with PG for real. Nah, shut up. It's shits and giggles. Leave it alone. Nah, it's all right.
Lord,
oh, my goodness. Sugar, you know how you shit. We cool. But, yeah, I mean, shit, if you happy with your SL, you happy. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like whoever you with on SL, just be open with them. Don't lie. don't, you know, try to do something behind their back because, you know, like they say, what's done in the dark comes in the light. And it's always going
right.
to be somebody out there that's going to throw out your dirty laundry. And when your dirty laundry gets spread, you ain't got nothing to do but either clean it up or lay in that motherfucker and rewear them clothes. So
exactly.
It's just best to, you know, tell the truth. Just get that shit out the way. You know, don't, you know, be doing all the extraness and don't be lying. Don't be trying to, you know what I'm saying? Because that, it just brings more heartache. And that's where the real life feelings come in, because when you start crying, you start thinking, damn, you know, I really done caught this feelings for this guy and girl or girl. You know what I'm saying? And I really fucked
right.
up. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, at
I
the end of the day,
you're right.
Don't,
you have
don't
to be honest.
To me,
you have to be honest.
What, I just feel like don't do to me. You know what you know. Don't do what you don't want somebody to do to you. And that's
right.
the bottom line.
Exactly.
If you didn't like it, why are you doing
exactly.
it? You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So as long as you live by those guidelines, then you'll be all right.
But a lot of people don't live by those guidelines, and that's probably why we have so much, you know, fucked up ass relationships and liars and cheaters and bullshitters. In Second Life and in real life, for that matter, that's the reason, because people do not know how to be honest. They want their cake and eat it too, and they feel like if they're honest, they won't be able to have what they want, and that's what the issue comes from.
Right.
Any ladies, any last thing
I mean,
you want to say? We only have about 3 more minutes. Any last suggestions to people if they do have this happen to them and if they want to kick somebody's ass and blow them up? Or,
I'll say to this, for the people who want to, or for the people who feel as if they need to find somebody on SL and make them their RL, take a moment first. Go in the mirror, look at yourself, and ask yourself, what can I do to step the fuck outside and try to find somebody real life first? Because at the end of the day, you don't know what this motherfucking person
go.
On SL is capable in RL.
Or in real life. Or in real life.
Right. And then for the people who are going through it, who, you know, are the person, the victim, child, tease. If you know where they live at RL, I suggest you swerve that damn car and go find their ass, because if they can do that shit to you,
this is
where
my disclaimer
comes
in again. It's my disclaimer again.
Swerve. Child, I will be at that motherfucking door. Like,
yeah,
oh, bitch.
No, you wouldn't.
You think you're going to bring yourself into your
RL? I mean, but you need to do that. You need to do that in any setting. Any setting that you're in,
yeah.
before you go into a relationship, you need to take a good look at yourself and what can you bring
right.
to the
yeah.
table. And am
That's
I
true.
A whole person going
That's
into
true.
This bottom line? Because it doesn't matter what setting it is. It could still be just as crazy. I see crap
right.
in real life that is crazier than I see in
It's
crazier
right. than on SL,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. That is so true.
So,
ladies, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm going to have you guys on again. You're going to get another really juicy topic like this one.
Oh, I got a topic. I got I'm putting
y'all
back.
This is the first time Peachy called in, and this is the first time Kimberly called in. So, ladies, do not be a stranger.
Me and Kim finna go on world to what? Fight, girl. Let me give you this link. We finna go on world. I'm finna fight for my boo. I'm finna scratch.
You know what? I'm not logging
let me go
on.
Get,
How about
let,
that?
Let me go get my SL Vaseline. Take my rings off.
No.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm not
on the
block.
Another disclaimer. I don't advocate fighting.
I'm scared.
Sugar said no,
my
no,
God.
No.
Hell no. Shit.
Well, thank you for having me, Sugar. I enjoyed it. I love your
not
show.
Not at all.
I
not
think
at
it's
all.
Wonderful.
Well, we would definitely have another show very, very soon.
Yes, most definitely. You can count on me to call in.
That was absolutely fun. as Peachy said, look at yourself in the mirror. See what the hell you have to offer. Like Kimberly said, it's just basically that. But, you know, if you do feel like it's not cheating and you're being honest with the person, then there you go. But if you feel like it's cheating, then the best thing to do is step out and step off. Anyway, thanks again for listening to my show. As always, sugar kisses. Next week, I think we'll be talking about pet peeves. Yes, pet peeves. What pisses you the fuck off? Anyway, love you. Bye.